SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, our number three. Yes, here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Of course, Joe is with me every Tuesday and Wednesday here on C2C, the extended version of the very popular Sports Grid Radio show, Carver and Lisi, which you can hear nightly, weeknights at 8 p.m. East with Joe and myself, including tonight. Where I believe, Joe, good news for you. It is a Rick Haro Tuesday. And we're going to ask Haro why. We are going to get Haro on the griddle tonight on Carver and Lisi and find out why he did not break bread with Joe down in Florida this past weekend. That'll be among the things on the agenda for Rick tonight. I know you're excited about that, Joe.
Yeah, I would have treated him to us. I would have paid for him. That would be this. That's the funny part of the whole thing is that, like, all he had to do was show up, and I would have taken care of Rick. I'm not looking for a handout from the guy, but you know, he's on our show, like, you know, every week. And we're in town, and he knows I'm in the area, and he doesn't pick up the cell phone, nothing.
Well, listen, it was a very busy weekend down there. I mean, you had the Cognizant going on down at PGA
National.
Nobody
cared about the Cognizant.
Oh, people cared. Barry, people cared.
Not the people I know.
Down there.
They didn't care.
Well,
nobody
you're
I
running
know
different circles,
the
Joe. You're running different circles down there in South Florida when you head down there. Let me finish off the NBA with you. I got a couple things, then I have a big slate tonight. First, the title odds, Boston now plus 220, Joe. Man, it just gets lower and lower, huh? Denver now plus 450. The Clippers at 5-1. I don't have a lot of belief in them. Milwaukee 7, big gap. Phoenix 18, then OKC. Cleveland, Minnesota 25, Dallas Knicks 30. I don't really want to go any further than that, Joe, because I don't believe in all of them. First, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast with you on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, Sports Byline. Great to have everybody with us. Yes, Joe, the Boston number, they're going for 12 in a row tonight. Just gets lower and lower, more and more favorites. So they're just playing great basketball.
Yeah, I can't do it, though. Can't bet them here when they're the front runners. So, you know, I would say the one that is appealing for me, and I like the way they play, is OKC at 20-1. They have talent, SGA. They can win on the road. They can outscore teams. They're the type of team that, for me, has, you know, potential value. You want to take a deep shot? Let's take LeBron and AD at 35-1. Why not?
They're
got
gutless.
D-Russ playing well.
They're
How
so
about
gutless.
Philadelphia?
You can't.
You
want to
take
them.
Philly? What do you want to do? Philly?
How do you take Philly? I mean, you don't even know if Embiid's going to come back, and if he does,
He'll
they always lose to him anyway.
They'll scrape him up.
So
They'll
come
be
on,
back.
Scrape
come
him up.
Come on.
No. No, the favorites always win in the NBA.
I can't. I'm not taking the Clippers because there's no doubt that Kawhi potentially or George are going to make it through. Okay, even old man Harden. All right, Milwaukee, forget it. There's no shot with Doc at the helm. We know about the gutless Phoenix. They don't play a stitch of defense.
You can get me in on OKC.
Okay, right. The other one I would say at 30-1 is you want to take a shot on Luka. Maybe we get a hot Luka and maybe Kyrie. I mean, could Kyrie give us playoffs?
My worry about Luka and Kyrie is that I think that they could beat any of these teams in a random 7-game series. Like, I really do. I think they could beat the Clippers in a 7-game series. They could beat OKC. My problem is, Joe, I don't think they can win three of those. I don't think they could beat three teams. I think that they could beat one of them, but beating, you know, OKC and Denver and the, you know, some combination, I think that's too much for them. I think that Luka would exert so much energy getting through one series that I'm not sure that they'd have enough gas to get through because he does it all himself. The guy is unbelievable, Joe, every single night watching him with these triple doubles. But getting through three rounds and then we're talking about winning it too against potentially Boston at the end. So I think we're probably biting off a little bit more than we can chew. Best and worst against the spread, Joe. I give this to you every week. here on Coast to Coast. Still the Magic and the Thunder at the top of the mountain. Magic are 40-21 ATS. That's pretty good. The worst, still the Hawks, 19-41. The Suns, the Hornets, Bucks, and Lakers are in that worst category as well.
I think, when do the Magic play? Tonight or tomorrow?
The Magic do play tonight, Joe. They're in Charlotte. It'll be the first game that I give you when we start them up.
Perfect, because I'm gunning right for them. I'm taking Charlotte.
Oh, you're going after them. Okay.
That's it. I'm going right up. I love when they put these stats out. It's fresh on the plate. Let's tweet them out. Let's get it regurgitated through gambling Twitter, and let's get it out there. I love it. It's great, great info.
Okay.
All the mushes play these numbers. I love it.
Well, here's the best over and the unders so far this year, and then I have another under caveat for you to go with this. The Thunder, Jazz, Sixers, Hawks, and Lakers have the most overs there. You see the Thunder with 35 of them, and then the most unders: Nuggets, Knicks, Heat, Clippers, Cavs, Nets, Suns, and Pelicans, all the best teams at going under the number. And that leads me to, Joe, what the unders have been doing recently. Me and you discussed this a lot last night on the radio show, because I think we had two Sundays in a row. It was 10-0-1 2 weeks ago. It was 8-0 to the under this past Sunday. Since the All-Star break, 64-28-1. And look at this. Warriors, all seven games under. Bucks, Pistons, Knicks, Suns, all six games under. What is the deal here, Joe, with all the unders here so far, clicking at 70%?
Yeah, we're going to have to take a shot on the overs, though, coming up. I'll tell you that. The Warriors under, Bucks. I probably like the Pistons are the ones I probably like zero in on. Pistons, Knicks, and maybe the Hornets. Well, how about that?
As we get ready to start doing these games, Joe, I said this to you last night, and I mean, we're starting to see a big decrease in these numbers now with the 70% since the break. I mean, 214.5, 212.5, 208.5, 215.5, 217.5, 227, 223. There's only one really heavy total tonight that we'll get to, and that's the Pacer-Maverick game. But, I mean, we weren't seeing numbers like this all year, Joe. I mean, we got a bunch of games under 220 tonight. That we can go after these overs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's the numbers have readjusted, Carver. So now that they've readjusted from the mid-230s, some of these high 240s down to the high 220s or even the teens, that's an area where you could pick off value. And maybe we, like I said, you go to the middle-tier teams. I hate the usual suspects, Golden State. I stay away from those teams. I want to go after, like, Pistons, Knicks, the middle teams.
Okay, we'll go after the middle teams, Joe. When we come back, I'll give you the full slate for tonight. Boston's going for 12 in a row in Cleveland. You've got the Sixers, no Maxi tonight either, in Brooklyn. You've got the Hawks at the Garden against the Knicks, San Antonio and Wembanyama in Houston, Indy and Dallas with that big total, Phoenix and Denver, so a big slate. We'll give you all the numbers when we come back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe in for Scotty, Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. We keep it rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, BetMGM's doing it again. They're giving away free money, which we absolutely love here on C2C. You got to download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $5 into your newly created account. This is for new customers. Place a wager in the amount of at least $5 at standard odds price. And what are they going to do for you? How about receiving $150 in bonus bets, regardless of the outcome of your wager? That's right. You got to use bonus code SG150. That is SG150. Bet five. Get $150 back in bonus bets. New customers, go get it. BetMGM. They are giving away free money. All right, Joe. NBA tonight. Very heavy slate. Why don't we start in Charlotte, since you want to go after the Magic so badly after seeing that graphic. The Magic are 8.5-point favorites on the road. in Charlotte tonight. 208.5 the total, so a very low total as well between these two.
Yeah, I'm going to take Charlotte. It wouldn't shock me if they win the matchup outright, Carver. How about that? And I would lean to the over outright in this ballgame. Outright. Outright.
Outright. That, now, you could get that, me on the over because, like you said it before, I think we got a couple numbers here that these things are getting hammered down. I think everybody's obviously – they're seeing the numbers, Joe, like you always say. They put the tweets out, 70%, 8-0 to the under. People are starting to hammer these unders. You know, 208.5, Charlotte, they play no D whatsoever. The Magic, I mean, they can get a $110 tonight. You tell me you can't get 100 out of the Hornets here? Magic get a $115, get 95. This is doable, Joe. I'm going to go over the 208.5 here. So I'm going to start the turn. I'm not touching that side. You want to go after the Magic, by all means, you go ahead and do that. But I am not going to be joining you in that in Denver. The Celtics are going for 12 in a row. You know, they're 48-12 this year. They're having some season. The Cavs are at home. They're getting 8.5. No Donovan Mitchell for Cleveland. 215.5 is the total here, Joe. Now, the Celtics have a few guys listed as questionable. The Zinger, Jaylen Brown are both on that list. We know that Mitchell is out. He is not going to be playing. Max Strus is out as well for Cleveland tonight. So they've got kind of a banged up lineup too. But Boston, it's tough to get in front of them right now, Joe, even on the road.
I know, but Cleveland matches up well. They do. They match up well. This is going to be, look, it's an under. It's an ugly game, and Cleveland's going to be within the number. That's all I'm going to say.
I watched Cleveland lose at home the other night, and Brunson got hurt in the first minute of the game to the Knicks. I cannot trust the Cavs any way whatsoever. The Celtics win this game, and they probably cover, Joe, that number for you there. The Sixers are in Brooklyn tonight against the Nets. The Nets lost at home to the Grizzlies last night outright as 9.5-point favorites. So they're favored again tonight, Joe. 1.5 over the Sixers, who don't have Maxi either. So we've been without Embiid forever. Now Maxi's out as well with concussion symptoms. 212.5 is the total here. The Nets are missing a few guys as well. They will not have Ben Simmons. They will not have Cam Thomas. Lonnie Walker's questionable. I got to take the Sixers here, Joe. I know they don't have Maxi. The Nets suck. Just put it right out there, Joe. They're awful. I'm going to take the Sixers here.
Yeah, I'm going to lay it with the Sixers, too. They're terrible, terrible. But I think we can get over this total, too, though, Carver. I don't think the Nets could stop anybody either. And even, you know, a half 76ers team, they could still put up a $120 in terms of this matchup. So give me Philly and the over.
The Pistons are in Miami tonight against the Heat. Still no Hero for Miami. They're laying 11.5 at home. 217.5 is the total. I'd probably lay it, Joe. I'd probably lay it here with the Heat.
I'm going to take the 10.5 with Detroit. Give me
11
Detroit.
11.5.
11.5. Give me the points with Detroit. And okay. I think we go under the total. No Hero, no problem.
No problem there. Atlanta is at the Garden against the Knicks, as we've discussed a lot the last hour with Coach and with Davis. The line is telling you Brunson's not playing. We kind of figured that already. They have him listed as questionable, which is nonsense. Knicks minus 2.5, 214.5 is the total here. I like the Knicks, Joe, even without Brunson, if he doesn't play. The Hawks have been awful without Young. They've done absolutely nothing. And I think these guys in the Knicks, they can gut this one out tonight.
I like the under there, under the 217.5. I would take... I'm with you on the Knicks, but I don't love it because the Hawks, even though Trae Young is out, Hawks typically play the Knicks pretty tough.
They do typically play the Knicks pretty tough. You're right about that, but that's usually Trae Young going nuts. No Trae Young, so I'm going to be fine there. The Pelicans are in Toronto against the Raptors, minus 9.5 for New Orleans. 228.5 is the total here. Looks like everybody good on the Pelicans side of things. Raptors, of course, lost Scottie Barnes a few days ago, so he's out. Everybody else good to go. I like this over, Joe. Let's go this over as well, 228.
What about the coach, the Drago? What's his name? The Draco? What's his name?
Dravid. Dragic. Dragic.
But we call him what? The Drago? What do we call him with the pizza?
Darko Rajakovic.
So I'll tell you what. Let's go over based off that. That's it. It's a blind bet to the over. I'm going over.
It's a blind bet
no
to the
Scotty
over.
Barnes. Remember he went off on Scotty Barnes, Hall of Fame player.
I just like it because I think the Pelicans can score $130 themselves. So that's kind of where I'm.
You want to take Valanciunas for boards or bounds?
Boards for Valanciunas.
No bounds?
We'll go there. Bounds and boards. They ended up being the same thing. What do you know? The Spurs are in Houston against the Rockets. Wembanyama questionable here, Joe. Rockets -7.5, 227.5 is the total.
This is my crypto over of the night. This game is going to sail, and I mean sail,
okay,
into the 240s. And no Wembanyama, no problem. This is the total of the night, in my opinion.
You want to take Van Fleet for threes? You want to take Van Fleet for the Rockets?
Four threes.
Five threes. Where do you want to go? Four threes?
Where is he at fours? Four plus 280?
You got to give me a moment now, Joe. That's going to take me a second to get that line.
Give me the four
you.
Threes from Van Fleet.
They have him right now for four at, give me a moment here, Joe, and I will get it for you, plus 145.
Yeah,
you need more than that. I know you. You're very greedy. Plus 145 isn't enough. Five is plus 360.
Nah, that's asking a lot. Let's just go with the four.
Okay, just go with the four. The Pacers are in Dallas against the Mavs. I like the over. Pacers are in Dallas against the Mavs. This is a big total, 246.5, -4.5 for Dallas. They played a. Actually didn't get this total 2 weeks ago. It was 133-111. So they got to 244 when they played in Indiana.
I'm going to take the Pacers outright. How about that? You want to give me, what, 3.5, 4 points? I think they win it outright. 4.5, even better. I think they win it outright. I don't know about the total, 247.5, because that's one total for Indiana. That's all their games. So that's one total that hasn't adjusted, really, like some of the others. Stay away from that one.
Nuggets -8.5 against the Suns is the late night TV game, 223.5. No Booker, of course, still for Phoenix. Everybody looks good for Denver. The Suns are gutless, Joe. They're absolutely gutless. Give me the Nuggets -8.5.
I can't take a shot. I would take the under, 223 and a hook.
So look at that. You wanted to go after overs. You got quite a few unders in that sheet there, Joe. You got quite a few games.
I like
you're
the Houston.
Stay with the
I like
trend.
The Houston Spurs over. That's my best one of the night.
All right, there you go. We'll come back. College basketball for tonight. Bro, coast to coast. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, bro, coast to coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid at Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here. All right, college basketball, Joe. It is March. I absolutely love it. We're having fun with it every night here as we have the mid-major conference tournaments this week. We have the heavies final week of the regular season for them, and then they get into the conference tournaments next week. We are a week from Sunday till Selection Sunday, the 17th, St. Patty's. Is when they will have the field of 68. Last night, Joe, there wasn't a lot going on. Did have Duke beat NC State 79-64, and Baylor, the huge second-half comeback, beat Texas 93-85, which I know was unfortunate for you. So that was no good. We thought that Texas was going to be in good shape there, but we couldn't get them across the finish line. That under was good too, Joe, by the way. I hope that you played it. In the late night in the Big Sky, which game was that, Joe? We had that 141.5. Give me a moment, Joe. I got to punch that back up. I want to make sure we get credit for that. Idaho and Portland State under the 141.5.
Put it on the resume.
That was a win.
Put the notch in the belt. Remember when you were a kid, they used to have the leather belts and put the notch right in?
Put the belt notch?
You used to, you know... That's it. Expand the belt.
Expand the belt, baby. We're good to go for that one. Let's get to tonight because there is a lot of college rack that we have to go through. Let me give you the first slate here. Notre Dame, believe it or not, Joe, the Irish have won 5 out of 6 after beating Clemson at home the other night, and their one loss in that was that three-point game to Syracuse. So they've been a little spunky lately here. The problem is they're going to Chapel Hill tonight to see North Carolina. So that nice little run that they've been on is probably going to come to an end as they are getting a fat number, over 2 tutties. They're 15.5. Purdue and Illinois, probably the game of the night. Illinois minus the 2.5 and a heavy total, Joe, 163.5. Florida laying 1.5 against Alabama. System play, system play. 175.5 for us in that one, Joe. Are you kidding me? Is that where that game is at now?
That's
175. Sorry, Joe. 176.5 where it's at now.
System play for Lisi tonight. System play. Florida and Bama played in Tuscaloosa. The total was 176.5. You and I were on it. That game was 98-93 in overtime. Now they're going to the swamp. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I don't believe this game gets anywhere near the total. Best bet on the board for me, sell it. I'm selling the 176.5, and we're going over Purdue and Illinois. That line opened up at 165 and a hook. It's down 2 points. Down to 163.5. I think they're running up and down the court in Champaign. One over, one under.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that under. And obviously, I'm going to play Florida, too. That's the blind bet. Unranked team, favorite at home against the ranked team. You know that I'm always going to play that no matter what. I'm not going near Notre Dame. And South Florida's laying 7.5 tonight. You know, they got a lot of work to do. Tulane stinks. Basically, they've been ranked the last couple weeks, Joe, but people feel they have to win that conference tournament to get in. I'm not so sure about that, but they can help themselves by thrashing Tulane tonight if they could get that done. Next, Va Tech visiting Louisville tonight. They're laying 7.5 on the road. We have Cuse and Clemson. Syracuse has a lot of work to do here in the ACC. This is their last game of the regular season. They're done after tonight till the tournament next week. They are getting 9.5 in Clemson. I like that over, Joe. Providence laying on the road at Georgetown, but they've been pathetic lately. And then you have Georgia minus 2.5 at home against Ole Miss. Ole Miss been a better team than Georgia this year, Joe, but that line, very, very fishy. It's probably Georgia for me.
I like Ole Miss plus the points. I think they're a little bit more athletic. You got, SEC East, SEC West. I typically like the West a little bit better, but we'll see how this plays out. I like Providence tonight. I think it's an under type of game, so going to lay it, and I like Va Tech. I think Va Tech laying the big number tonight could be good.
You know, you can get me in on that under with Providence. It's at 146.5 right now. I definitely don't want to.
I don't see this game going up and down the court.
I don't want to lay it with Providence just because they've been so spotty lately. But you could definitely get me in. I like the over in Cuse and Clemson. Over 153.5. That will be a track meet, I feel, pretty much all night. So that's probably the one that I want to roll with there. Texas Tech visiting Oklahoma State as we get into some of these Big 12 games now. Tech favored on the road in Stillwater, 2.5. We've got Cincinnati getting 5.5 in Oklahoma. Auburn's 11.5-point favorites on the road in Columbia at Missouri. And Kansas now 11.5, Joe, at home against Kansas State. You know, Kansas is coming off 2 losses. They lost at home to BYU. Then they lost over the weekend to Baylor. Kansas State beat them in overtime, their first matchup in the Little Apple. Big rivalry game. Feel a little big here, Joe, with 11.5? Feel like a little too much?
Yeah. I like K-State as a dog. They've been very good at home. They've played some tight games. They lost to TCU by 3. They beat up on a very good BYU team when they were catching 1.5. But now a rivalry game. Look, Kansas has been dominant at home. They beat up teams like Texas and they beat up Houston, I believe, at home as well. But give me K-State plus the points. Rivalry game over 10. I like that, and I would lay it begrudgingly with Bruce Pearl and Auburn laying the 11.5 over Mizzou tonight.
I think they'll win, Joe, but and they should smoke them. I mean, Missouri, I don't think they've won a game in conference all year. I mean, they've been absolutely awful, but they've had a couple games this year at home where they've covered some bigger numbers.
Tennessee,
I'm
remember?
not gonna I got a plenty of other things, Joe. I don't need to concern myself with Auburn on the road tonight, but I think I am going to be with you with Kansas State here tonight in Lawrence. All right, next set, some of the late night ones, including those late night Mountain West. Dayton is in St. Louis against the Billikens, as Dayton right now laying 9.5 on the road. St. John's laying 19.5 at DePaul. We know their situation. They can't afford losses. DePaul stinks, though. Can they cover the big number? San Diego State minus 2.5 in Vegas against UNLV. And Boise, now 5.5-point favorites over Nevada at home. I love that game, Joe. That's an 11 o'clock East tip, the bailout blowout game of the night. I like that over, too. 141.5 for Nevada and Boise.
System play for Lisey. System play. St. John shouldn't be almost 20-point favorites over anyone. And go back to the days of Dallas Comegys. DePaul always gives St. John's problems. Comegys steps up tonight. I'm taking the DePaul Blue Devils plus the 19.5. I think they push St. John's to the limit, and I like Dayton laying the 8.5, 9 tonight.
Joe, DePaul
Carver, that
stank.
line is up 2 points already. From
DePaul is
17 and a half,
pathetic.
it was. It's 19 and a half. There's no way, St. John. No shot. Not going to Chicago
No
tonight.
shot, he says.
No
No
shot.
shot.
They're not. No shot. They're not going to
Okay.
Chicago tonight and pushing around DePaul. I'll tell you that. Blue collar.
Well,
I'm telling you. New York, NYC in Chicago.
I can't play it anyway, Joe, because it's St. John. So if you want to go ahead and do that, you go ahead and do that.
I love it. I'll tell you, here's my parlay
Okay.
tonight. Over Purdue, Illinois, under Bama, Florida, and give me DePaul plus the points. Three-team
Wow, is that
parlay.
the parlay too, huh? The parlay you're rolling out for us? Sizzle parlay here on
Sizzle
Coast to
play,
Coast?
hammer plays, hammer plays.
We do have mid-major conference tournament action tonight in a couple of leagues, Joe. And you know me and you love, I love these. This is my,
Green
I like
Bay.
this week sometimes more than next week. Green Bay not playing tonight, but the Horizon does start tonight. I'll tell you who's in first. Patriot League, Holy Cross and Army, Loyola and Navy. As you see, Colgate is the favorite in the Patriot League. They will play the winner of that top game, the Holy Cross game on Thursday, Joe. So there's your Patriot League odds. Hard to go against what Colgate has done. The Sun Belt is starting action tonight as well. You have Coastal Carolina and UL Monroe. We always root against UL Monroe, now, me and Joe. So we're going to go with Coastal in that game. Old Dominion is taking on Texas State. James Madison is the favorites in the Sun Belt. Here we go, Joe. The Horizon League has IUPUI and Cleveland State tonight. Bobby Moe taking on Purdue Fort Worth and Detroit Mercy, who's 1-30 this year against Milwaukee. Last night on the radio show, me and Joe got involved with Green Bay. We got them, Wisconsin Green Bay, we got them at what, Joe? 13-1 to win the Horizon tournament. We are in on Green Bay here in that one.
But one of the teams I wanted to take, and you told me to take them on my own, is that Northern Kentucky team at 14-1. I think has a little life and has a little legs heading into tournament time. So keep an eye out for them. They like to score, they like to run. I like Northern Kentucky as potentially a sleeper, but we're rooting Green Bay. Hey, maybe we'll get Green Bay, Northern Kentucky. You never know.
Maybe. 4 games in the A Sun as well. Of course, the teams that won last night. Jacksonville's playing Eastern Kentucky. Queens is playing Stetson. You also have North Florida and Austin Peay, North Alabama and Lipscomb. I like Eastern Kentucky tonight, Joe, and Austin Peay in those 2 games. All right, we'll come back. We do have a lot of hockey tonight, and the trade deadline is on Friday. Our man, the Golden Muzzy, Nick Alberga, to go through the hockey with us here. Pharrell, Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Joe for Scotty. Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here with you on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. We got a lot of hockey, of course, to talk about. We're going to get the Golden Muzzy, Nick Alberga, in here in a moment. Of course, last night, we got a big slate tonight, which we'll talk with Nick about. Tons of games, and the trade deadline is coming up on Friday. So we love this about the NHL. They have probably the latest trade deadline. They do, of any of the other major sports. They go like all the way to like 85% of their season before they put the trade deadline in, coming up on March the 8th on Friday. So you're going to have about a month left in the season. Everybody's got about 20 games or less to go down the stretch. And I didn't think it was going to be one with big names, but hearing today, that's maybe not going to be the case, as the Penguins are looking to, I guess, sell. And I don't really blame them considering how things have gone for them lately. But as they sit 10 points back of third in the Metro, and they are now also 10 points back of both the wildcard spots, it looks like the Penguins are going to sell, which they have not done in a very, very long time. And they are going to put Gensel on the market. In fact, there was a report earlier that they're hoping to have a deal for him by tomorrow night. So ahead of the deadline. So we will bring in our man, Nick Alberga, of course, the Golden Muzzy, who we love on C2C, Leafs Morning Take, NHL.com Fantasy. Always good to have Nick with us. Muzzy, my man, how are you, brother?
Hey, buddy, I'm fantastic. Looking forward to the next couple days. Hopefully you get a couple of significant deals here. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I was just saying that coming in. I didn't think it was going to be, you know, the big blockbuster name type of trade deadline. But it sounds this afternoon like maybe we are going to get at least one big one, because the Penguins are going to sell. I mean, they're going to get Gensel out of town, and teams are going to be lining up for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, to me, I mean, there's only two big names. There's him and Noah Hanifin. So I feel for everybody's got to do a deadline show on Friday. If Jake Gensel goes in the next 24 to 48 hours, not going to be much to talk about on Friday. But yeah, it's about time for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I felt that way for the last couple years, and now I'm very curious to see what the return is when this deal does go down. And unfortunately, it is a salary cap world, so there's like, it doesn't sound like many teams are involved either. It's really weird for a guy who's like a noted playoff performer, right?
Well, there's always a few teams, Nick, that can do the old, I'm sure we've got some guy. I mean, Tampa and Vegas are kings of getting the long-term IR working to move up some room be able to get Gensel. But I saw one deal today talked about where maybe he would go to Vancouver and Boston would be involved somehow as well, a little three-team swap. Now, Vancouver's been so good this year. They've already made some deals to improve themselves. We've seen them, not going to say slip, but maybe not play as well as they did between November and January with how hot they were. Adding Gensel to that lineup, would you then put Vancouver a little closer, obviously, to that Colorado, Dallas, Edmonton class there in the West for the playoffs?
I suppose. Like, I'm probably in the minority. I don't believe in the Vancouver Canucks. Granted, they're a bit different than New Jersey last year because they have a goalie in Thatcher Demko, who I think has to be top three right now in terms of Vezina contenders. But I do truly feel like you have to be hit a couple times in the playoffs before you potentially persevere. And the Canucks sort of came out of nowhere this year. Rick Tocchet's done a great job. And then all of a sudden, they're the top team in the league, President's Trophy, you know, leaders and stuff like that. Like, I think you have to learn a bit. Having said, I mean, there's no theory to suggest that that's, you know, par for the course and it happens every year. But to answer your question, I think it's been quite definitive, and the sample size is small, like a month that Elias Lindholm, it's just a weird, weird feel there, and it's not fitting. And they got tremendous depth at center from the beginning. I thought the fit was weird, and maybe that's why they are open to shuffling the deck chairs. But I think on top of that, you look at Jim Rutherford and his MO as GM in this league for years. He's known as Trader Jim for a reason. He just, to me, and I don't know, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, it has a lot of that New York Rangers feel from last season where, yeah, they brought in the best players, but how does that affect the chemistry in the room? That's my big-time question with the Vancouver Canucks here.
I agree. That's precisely what I thought about when you think about possibly Gensel going over to Vancouver, if that's the move. But you're right. I think it'll be quiet on Friday. And is part of that also, Nick, you know, they wait longer than everyone else to have their trade deadline. When you look at other sports, you know, per se in North America, you know, they go 80-85% of their season. I mean, you're talking most of these teams with 18-19 games left. It's a late trade deadline in the NHL. It can be good and it can be bad, like a year like this.
It's a couple things, because obviously I've been mulling this over the last couple of days as a big fan of trades. I'm wearing my Someone Make a Trade shirt.
Someone Make a Trade.
My favorite possession, my man. But I really, truly feel like most teams blew their brains out of last year's deadline. And I think, again, they look conversely at the New York Rangers and they're like, wow, like this doesn't work. Like, when's the last deadline where you thought of a team that like went all in or took that mentality, end up winning the Stanley Cup? It's just not a thing. Like last year, Vegas got Ivan Barbashev. That's their big move. A couple of years ago, Arturi Lehkonen goes to Colorado. Like it's a Swiss Army knife type players. And I think on top of that, there's just really not much of a market with all due respect to some of the players available. Like they aren't pendulum swingers, if that makes sense, outside of a Hanifin, outside of a Jake Guentzel. So it's like almost like a perfect storm. And that's why I think we're seeing a late developing market. Like I understand what you're saying, but in recent years, it has been busy this time of year, but we went like weeks without a trade. Like it's been really, really bizarre from that aspect. I just don't think much is out there right now, sadly.
There really isn't. When you look at the West right now, and Edmonton has climbed to the top of the big board for the Stanley Cup. I mean, they're 8-1 in most places, along with Florida. And I get it. You know, it's Connor McDavid. It's Draisaitl. They've been hot. They've been the best team in hockey since December 1st. I mean, let's call that the number after firing Woodcroft and getting their feeding in there. They have been the best team. But I'm still not sold, Nick, and I'm sure you're not either. I still believe if they got to face Colorado, Dallas, I'll even put Winnipeg in there because I think Winnipeg could suffocate them also. I'll put Vegas in there too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're beating any of those four teams in a seven-game series when we get to the playoffs. I don't think and I'll take it even a step further. Let's say they do beat one of them. I don't think they could beat two or three of them to get to the cup final in a seven-game series.
Dude, that's a legitimate wonder. Because, again, I understand that they've been rock stars, but I do truly feel like you have to get going and get cooking at the right time. And, yeah, they've been tremendous since December 1st. They haven't been the same in the last 3 weeks. They've lost a couple games. That's understandable over an 82-game slate. But, like, that's my wonder. Like, as teams are obviously going to game plan around those big two, not to mention they don't already do it in the regular season. But, like, under the microscope, the matchup game in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I think they'll look at that Vegas series last year and be like, what did they do? What kind of system did they play? It's so much more harder to score in the playoffs, too. Like, obviously, I talk about it on a daily basis covering the Toronto Maple Leafs the way I do. You know, the same can be said for Edmonton. I mean, you look at that series against Vegas, it made no sense. Aiden Hill, their four-string netminder, comes in, and it was suffocating D and attention to detail, and they shut down the big boys of the Oilers. So I couldn't agree more with you. I think the pathway in the Western Conference is going to be a very, very tough one. We just talked about Vancouver. I would never sleep on the Vegas Golden Knights. I do think they're going to add somebody of significance, obviously, with Mark Stone being unable to play until the end of the regular season. So he's coming back for the playoffs, you would think. They got Eichel in the mix. I would never sleep on that team. Colorado's a juggernaut. The Dallas Stars got Chris Tanev. Like, that pathway is legitimately going to be like a murderer's row, and it's going to be difficult. And it's still fair to have questions about their goaltending, their back end. Like, it's the same questions every year, but I think it's fair.
On the Eastern side, with a couple weeks left to go here, Florida has been a wagon. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
They win every night. They've shot past the Bruins now, too, in the top of the East. They've gone past the Rangers. They beat the Rangers at the Garden last night. I'm not buying it, Nick. I don't believe in teams that go all the way to the end. I think it's very difficult to go and do it again the following spring. And they lost, too. They went all the way to the end, and they lost. That makes it even harder for me. I think that it's going to be somebody else out of the East. Now, Toronto usually is the team that gets pumped up the most. That's the team you know the best, obviously. I actually think they are getting slept on a little bit here because there's been so much attention on Florida, on the Rangers. But their biggest problem, as always, you saw it last night. If they got to play Boston in the first round, that's a major problem for them.
It is, you know, I normally, typically, I subscribe to that theory, but then like you look at like Pittsburgh getting to back-to-back finals, I get that. I just, you know, I watch a lot of hockey. There is no team close to the Florida Panthers right now. Having said that, I think the Boston Bruins are a perfect example last year where they just steamrolled the opposition, got to the playoffs, and they had nothing left, right? So all you need is strong goaltending, strong decor, and some consistent offense, and you just never know what can transpire. I think on your Leafs comment, it's a misconception on defense and goaltending with that team. If you really look at the internal numbers of the Leafs in the Stanley Cup playoffs the last couple of years, it's actually their inability to score when it matters, and they can't score. Like the big boys, yeah, they always get, you know, talked about how they can't show up and stuff like that, but the offense goes dry at the worst time, where it's like 3-1 hockey, it's not 6-5 hockey anymore, and I think you need that big time goal. So while everybody's talking about the defense right now, and understandably so, I think the Leafs are going to add at least one more defenseman between now and 3 p.m. Eastern time on Friday. That's my big wonder. Can they score the goals when it matters most? And we always have that conversation in this market. But I do think it is fair, you know, to bring up the Maple Leafs. Obviously, when you have one of the top offenses in the league, top power plays in the league, you're a force to be reckoned with. But I just wonder, can they do it when it matters? Because that's the big story. Their power play is always top three. They can't score a power play goal in the playoffs. They can't score a goal, period, in the playoffs. And it happened against the Florida Panthers last year.
It certainly did. It was all there for him last year, Nick, especially with Florida taking Boston out of the picture for him. I got more confidence in Toronto's D and goaltending than I do Edmonton's when we get into the playoffs. I have a lot more confidence there. Oilers and Bruins tonight, they played a fun game in Edmonton a couple of weeks ago. Now they're in Boston, about almost a minus plus 110. You're getting Boston at plus money at home tonight, Nick. I love that.
I'll be honest, dude. I took Edmonton, but I can see what you're saying. I know, because Linus Hallmark has been stinking up the joint. I like course correction. You mentioned that game a couple of weeks ago. Edmonton loses that game. I wonder if they return serve. And it's the back end of the back-to-back, right? And Hampus Lindholm's banged up right now. That's why I'm backing Edmonton, but I would not be shocked at all considering what I saw last night. It just Boston always seems to rise to the occasion, and that's an exceptional story for me. Where you look at them up the middle, there's no way they should be involved in the conversation as one of the best teams in the league, but there's just so much buy-in up and down that roster. So I could see why the market set it that way, but give me the Oilers tonight.
30 seconds, Nick. Do you subscribe to the old, we just fired the coach, we got to bet on that team? The problem is Florida's on the other side for New Jersey tonight.
This is a nightmare. I'm staying away. Having said that, stats are stats. Teams are 5-1 in their first game after a coaching change. I'm staying away from this one, though.
Nick, tremendous job as always. Always love seeing you. Trade deadline on Friday, and then we are a couple weeks away, the Stanley Cup playoffs, which me and you love so much. Nick Alberga, the Golden Muzzy, here with us on Coast to Coast. We'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back from Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. All right, let me give you the rest of the NHL before we get out of here. We did a couple of the big games with Nick. Here's what else is going on. We mentioned that the Panthers are at Newark tonight against the Devils, who chopped Lindy Ruff yesterday. I'm with everybody else who said it today. You can't go against the Panthers. They're playing too well. Minus 130 for them. But Columbus is in Pittsburgh tonight. All those Gensel trade rumors, maybe take a shot with Columbus here. With the plus 180. The Blues are at the horse track against the Islanders tonight. Islanders minus 190. That's a big price for them. Blues plus 155 is probably the look for me. I do like the Bruins tonight in that game against Edmonton. On the West Coast, you have Seattle in Winnipeg tonight. Winnipeg now first in the Central, only a couple points back of Vancouver for first in the West. And they're minus 175. Montreal is in Nashville tonight against the Predators. Chicago's in Arizona against the Coyotes. I mean, the Coyotes minus 250. How bad are the Blackhawks? Jeez. Canucks minus 115 in LA against the Kings tonight. And the Stars laying the heavy lumber of the night. Minus four Bills at the Shark Tank against San Jose. So I do like the under in that one, under six. Nice, clean, 4-0 Dallas win. Hopefully on the road. So there you go. Lots of hockey for you tonight. Tons of NBA. tons of college basketball, so plenty to do. We will be back with you tomorrow, of course, here on Coast to Coast. It is a Golf Wednesday. We have a lot to do. We'll have Keith Stewart from Orlando. He's at the Arnold Palmer. We'll give you all the picks for that. Cam will be with me as well. We'll do the picks, and we got the Puerto Rico Open as well. Me and Cam will dive into a few picks there. We'll have Coach, we'll have Davis, and the entire crew. Joe will be back with me. We have Carver and Lisi tonight, 8 p.m. East, on the radio side. We'll go through all of the action tonight there with you. Game Time Decisions is next. They'll get you set up for tonight as well. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Great job by Mafia Luke and the crew. We're back with you tomorrow. Cash some tickets. We'll see you then on the grid.